some people believe that home builders, developers, the real estate industry have too much influence on county government. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, because I'm not on the county council and I'm not in the exec's office, you're saying that they say that they have influence over those two areas. You know, you've got those that want to pigeonhole and define builders as the evil empire, and then you have those who want to pigeonhole environmentalists as Nazis and wackos and wackity-doos. And you've got those real disparate, you know, viewpoints about those two groups of folks. As I told the master builders when I met with them and interviewed with them, and as I told the environmentalists when I met with them and interviewed with them, you know, my goal is to have everyone have a seat at the table. I believe all points of view are well taken. I like a lot that the master builders have done with their Build Green program. I think it's that kind of support and those endeavors that I think is good for them and is good for this county. But there will be times where we will have to agree to disagree. But I will be honest with them, and I said that equally with the environmentalists as I did with the master builders. You know, my approach is to be direct and honest and have people involved in the discussion. There are people in the environmental community that I think have some brilliant ideas, have some creative ideas that we, this as county executive, I would like them to help us shape the future of where we need to go on environmental issues. And there are people in the building community that I would like to see help shape how are we going to develop? Is it going to be a smart development? At the end of the day, you want people to be happy. As I told the master builders, I remember we had a school we were going to build when I was on the school board out at Manitou. We had the property and we had the lot, and the community said, no, we don't want our kids crossing 56th Street. It's a great location for a school now. It was cost effective, it was the right place. We had to go back to the drawing board and we had to build the school where the people wanted it. I think we need to do more engagement of folks sitting around a table and talking about how are we going to develop. You're going to have builders that are going to say, hey, it's all about the bottom line for me, and they're struggling right now. You know, builders, the real estate industry, I mean, they're just holding on right now. So, you know, they're going to look at, you know, I think you can do through incentivizing, through creative ways in which to incentivize good building. But really, the legacy of this council is, I mean, their legacy is what we are looking at with regards to strip malls and, you know, the development that has occurred. And yet I'm not of the persuasion that you point fingers at other people, that everyone takes responsibility for that, those decisions that have been made over the years. And you know, I think we need to develop smartly. We need to not be at, in 4 years, I don't want us to look like a community full of strip malls. And, you know, we need to look at that urban density question and how we develop smart and bringing those communities. And if we're looking at 200,000 more people in this county over the course of this short term, you know, 10, 20 years, are we putting in the right infrastructure to be able to handle that and to be smart about it so that, you know, we're not going to bankrupt the county because we're trying to do all things to all people, but being smart about that development and holding people accountable for, you know, what they build. And so I think there are ways to approach it, but it's a matter of bringing people into that discussion and participating. I think demonizing one group over another is not constructive. It doesn't bring people together. I work with Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians. We may agree to disagree, and they get mad at me from time to time on a whole host of things. But at the end of the day, we need to work together for the benefit of everyone. And so I perceive environmentalists and developers in that same boat. We all need to work collaboratively together. Is it Pollyanna? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's just a matter of good people, good well-intentioned people being honest and sitting around a table and saying, no, that's not working for me. Yes, that's working for me.